Voter Guide to the 2014 Referendum anent a Free Stone in Scotland. Commission anent elections. About this bookie. On Thursday, 18th September 2014, there'll be a referendum anent a Free Stone in Scotland. This bookie tells you who you can tack pert. Pert yin, who to tack pert? Can I vote? Am I enrowed for to vote? Who do I vote in the referendum? Why's I voting? Pert twa, information for the leaders aff in the campaign and for baith governments. Scrieves for the heed campaigners in the referendum, threepin why they think you should vote aye or no. And a giant scrieve for the Scots and UK governments anent what will happen after the referendum. This bookie was put together by the Commission anent elections, Lothian Chalmers, 59-63, Georgia 4th Brig, Embra. The Commission anent elections works the braid UK and isna thirled till ony other body. It has fawned till us on behalf of the Scots Parliament for to see that the public is gaining information about voting in the referendum. You can get this bookie and sundry other leads and Macs for buy. Please call 0800-993-2800-2800 or clap your mouse on www.aboutmyvote.co.uk for mair wittens. Can I vote? You can vote in the referendum gin you're en route to vote in Scotland or 16 or hour on Thursday, 18th September 2014, or you're a British or Ireland citizen that bides in Scotland, or a European Union citizen that bides in Scotland, or a qualified Commonwealth citizen that bides in Scotland. You mun be en route to vote by Tuesday, 2nd September 2014, for to hear a vote in this referendum. Provisions by the Ordner is in place for the enrolment of members of the Erim Services. Croun servants, for instance, in the Diplomatic Service or Civil Service Outland, and British Council staff. You can find out more at www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. Am I enrolled to vote? Gin you're no enrolled, you'll no can vote. Maist folk enrouse ourselves through the form that comes to them in the post yince a year for the electoral enrolment officer that's hame about. Gin you've no filled out any other forms, you mech no be on the register of voters. To avoid this, you mun fill out a voter enrolment form and send it to your electoral enrolment office so that it wins at them by midnight on Tuesday, 2nd September. For a voter enrolment form and to get wittens about the electoral enrolment office for where you bide, clap your mouse on www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. You can download a form and all at www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. You'll hate to print the form out, sign it and post it aft to your electoral enrolment office. Gin you're no sure whether or no you're enrolled for to vote, your ain electoral enrolment office will can tell you. You can speer at them at www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. Who do you vote in a referendum? You will begin a voting paper like the yin in the picture here. Voting paper. Vote just yins. Should Scotland be a free stone in Kintra? Aye or no? You show your choice with putting a cross, X, in the aye or no box on your voting paper. Mind and put a cross in just a box, or your vote winnie be counted. Ways of voting. There are three ways you can vote. Your ain cell on Thursday, 18th September. Maist folk comes and votes their cells at their voting station. It is even for it today, and a member of staff can aye gie you a horn gin you're in a swither. You will be sent a voting card that tells you whereabouts your voting station is. It is often a skill or community centre that's doon by. Gin you dinna get your voting card, Please speer at the council where ye bide for to find out where the voting station is. Voting stations is open fae 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure that ye win at your station with time eneugh to get your vote. Bepost. You can put in to vote bepost. You'll want to fill out an application form and send it aft to your electoral enrolment office hame aboot to win at them nae later nor 5 p.m. on Wednesday 3rd September. You can spear them out and get an application form at www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. The council where you bide can send your voting paper to your hame or ony other house that you gie them. A voting paper can be sent ootland, but mind, you'll hae to think whether you'll hae the time to get the form and send it back again by 10 p.m. on Thursday, 18th September. Gin your voting paper hasna won at ye for Thursday, 12th September, speer at your council hame aboot. You can get a new one up to 5 p.m. on the voting day. Be proxy. Gin you canny get to the voting station and dinna want to vote by post, you can put in for a proxy vote. This means letting a body that you can lippen on cast a vote on your behalf. You'll want to fill out an application form and send it to the electoral enrolment office for where you bide, says it wins at them for 5 p.m. on Wednesday, 3rd September. Clap your moose here for an application form, www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. When you put in for a proxy vote, you mun state what way you canny vote your ain cell. Onybody can stone in as your proxy as long as they're age 16 or over on Thursday, 18th September 2014, and is counted as a British, Ireland, either European Union or qualified Commonwealth citizen. Forby, they mun be willing to vote on your behalf. You hae to tell them what gate you want to vote. Gin you hae a medical mishanter, or all of a sudden you're caught awa' through your work or service and canny duke it, you mich can appoint a proxy for a sair fit. Speer at your electoral enrolment office hame aboot for mair information. Clap your moose here to get wittens of this, www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. You mun be enrowed to vote afore you can get a postal or proxy vote. You mun be enrowed to vote by Tuesday, 6 September 2014. Who to speer out mair? Gin you hae ony questions, please clap your moose here, www.aboutmyvote.co.uk or call our helpline on 0800 993 2800. You can download mair doubles of this bookie fae www.aboutmyvote.co.uk. Information for the leaders aff in the campaign and for baith governments. The United Kingdom Government and the Scots Government has baith agreed that there should be a referendum for you to hae vote on whether Scotland should be a free stonin kintra. Baith governments wants the referendum to be lawfie and fair. Baith wants the outcome to be patent till all. Baith has agreed to respect the outcome, whatever though it is. What happens after the referendum? Gin mair folk votes aye nor votes no in the referendum, Scotland would become a free stonin kintra. Gin mair folk votes no nor votes aye in the referendum, Scotland would bide a pairt of the United Kinrick. You can read mair about this on pages 10 to 11. What's the threeps for baith sides? Campaigners has been speechifying what way they think you should vote aye or no in the referendum. Ilk yin of the heed campaign organisations has been gieing a page for to pit for it their threeps. Their pages has been comprehended just as they were gieing to us. Please turn over to tak a swatch. Aye campaign. Scotland's time to come in Scotland's horns. The referendum on September 18th is a sindrins at our gates. An aye vote means that in time to come, we can mak our ain decisions and big a mair weel day in nation, a Scotland where a' can further nae bother. As one of the richest nations in the world, Scotland can afford to be a successful freestanding country. We can mak this routh of wealth work better for abdi that bides here, for gieing beal till older Scots folk, to making life easier for young families. A no vote means that in time to come, our ettles would get smeared through the ongoing failures of Westminster governments, governments that we didn't even vote for. September 18th gives us a yins-in-a-life shot at making a new, good-gone nation. Moan will click it with both horns. The No Campaign. The best of both worlds for Scotland. We true that we can hae the best of both worlds in Scotland as per to the UK. We can hae a strong Scots Parliament with mair poor sicker and draw on the mocht, security and stability that springs for being per to the bigger UK. We needna choose atween the twa. Voting to cinder would be a muckle loup into the unkent. Gin we lee, sign we lost the mocht of the UK pund. This would mean we would pay mair for our standard securities, credit cards and loans. Gin we lee, we play Miss Chancy with our pensions. Gin we lee, we mich gar big companies flit sooth and maybe see Scots jobs tint. Gin we lee the UK, there would be nae going back. In September, we mun decide about our time to come. Moan will say nae thanks to law the chanciness and swithers our stonin' free. Moan will say lood out that we want the best of both worlds for Scotland. Lisa Gardner, a working ma for Cam Slang, said, I'm voting no in September because I true we can hae the best of both worlds in Scotland. We can hae mair decisions ta'en here and we can hae the mocht and security of being part of the UK. Gone our lanes would be a muckle loup into the unkent. Do I want to chance my family's time to come, just say that nationalists can get what they're after? Nay, thanks. A giant scrieve for the Scots Government and the United Kingdom Government. Gin mair folk votes aye nor votes no in the referendum, Scotland would become a freestanding country. This wouldn't happen recht aff. There would hae to be political troke between the folk speaking for Scotland and the folk speaking for the lave of the United Kinrick. While the troking was going on, Scotland would bide a pair of the United Kinrick, and public services would carry on the same as the new. The Scots Government would hod gone with a burden for health, education, justice, landward matters, housing and cause and causes in Scotland. The United Kinrick Government would hod gone with a burden for fending, security, Fremit matters and constitution, maist pensions, benefits and maist tax poors, up to the date that Scotland becomes a freestanding country. Laws that's habile for Scotland anew would hod gid through the trokin. Through the trokin, the twa governments hod a twa-way crack anent ony policies or either that touches on the burdens of the other government. The Scots Government that's in the new would bide in office till the next election to the Scots Parliament that's to be held in May 2016. The twa-way crack would comprehend who the gids and gear and public and financial burdens belonging in the state would be shared out. Yin Scotland was freestanding, the Scots Government would tackle on the burden for all erts and perts of government in Scotland. Yin Scotland was freestanding, the Scots Parliament would hae the can to amend or keep the laws that's habile for Scotland anew, conform to the new setting of a freestanding Scotland. Gin mair folk votes no, nor votes aye in the referendum, Scotland would bide a pert of the United Kinrick. The UK Parliament and Government would hod gone with the burden for fending, security, Fremit matters, pensions, benefits and maist tax poors. The Scots Parliament and Government would hod gone with the burden for health, education, justice, landward matters, housing and cause and causes in Scotland, the same as it does the new. The Scots Government that's in the new would bide in office till the next election to the Scots Parliament that's to be held in May 2016. The two governments would carry on working together to inbring the changes to the powers of the Scots Parliament and Government agreed by the two parliaments in the 2012 Act anent Scotland. The heed maist change is that the Scots Parliament and Government will get new powers to bore and will get to set their own Scots rate of income tax for April 2016. Only mere changes to the powers of the Scots Parliament and Government would be made through the UK Parliament after seeking agreeance with the Scots Parliament.